Many weeks after the Taliban takeover, Zahra Nabi has been dismantling the TV station she founded, carefully packing away studio equipment in the hope of one day restarting.
If in the future we'll have some opportunity to reopen it, of course we'll try to reopen it.
Started 4 years ago with a staff of 50, Banu TV was run by women, making programs for women. It was seen as evidence of the more progressive policies of the previous government.
I was really happy, especially the day that I said, oh, now our dream comes true. And now we have some station that is running by women. But unfortunately, it's the end.
Sitara Faramand was one of the station's journalists, splitting her time between reporting and studying at college. Now she does neither.
I feel we achieved something under the last government, but with the Taliban's rules, I think the percentage of female journalists is going down day by day.
Another recent directive means women will no longer be able to play leading roles in television dramas like this one, that's still popular and streaming online. It appears the Taliban is against women featuring too prominently in the media, but the government says across the board many women have returned to their jobs, and it stresses that its rules are still far less strict than those imposed by the first Taliban administration 25 years ago. This all-women radio station, for example, is thriving, producing current affairs and educational programming. But its growth in audience could partly be the result of the decline in on-screen competition and because many girls now have to study from home. Skepticism of this government remains high.
They are trying to create an environment where women feel suffocated. I don't believe the Taliban will stand by any of their promises.
Keeping up the pressure, the international community says it will judge the Taliban government on its actions. Many women here, it seems, have already reached their own verdict. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Kabul.